Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
That I'd be missing you so come Monday, it'll be all right. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rental cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation. Something you try to explain. And darling, it's I love you so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt.
Monday, 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 Monday. My, my. Look at the time, Jay. Can you believe it?
I hope you're enjoying the scenery.
Monday, fun day. All right.
I know
so we have a new studio that we're dealing with. And Jay sounds like she's... not tuned up too well. All right, do we have what do we have that we can make her louder there, James? And if that's the case,
I'm not loud enough. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So the biggest news from the weekend. It's Monday morning, and so we have the 22nd of April to deal with. But let's talk about some of the things. The Israeli thing. There are some hack things. What, in your opinion, or in your research, is the biggest news that maybe people have not thought about or haven't heard from this past weekend? What's, and this is a lady's choice, if you will. So give me a lady's choice.
Oh, my
on
goodness,
what,
from this weekend. I feel like this weekend was so far away. Do you ever have that where you're like, what did I even do this weekend? I'm personally excited that it's Earth Day.
Yep. Why? Earth Day comes and goes every year.
But I remember, like, it just takes me back to the school days, and I remember, especially being in elementary school and intermediate school, where we celebrated Earth Day by not only coloring pictures, but we would plant a little seed. Sometimes we were fortunate enough to plant a seedling, and it was, I don't know, just a reminder to appreciate the earth and everything on it, and pick up your trash if you have the availability, if you're going to throw somebody away and you see trash is next to the garbage, in the garbage, and you can pick that up and throw it away too, go for it.
Yeah. I think sometimes this stuff is overplayed. Overplayed in the sense that the school kids get all of the, it's not necessarily that we don't pay attention, but the tune in to this, there's an attitude, there's a better do it or else kind of a feeling to it, and I think some kids walk away with the wrong feeling. It's important to understand what's going on the earth, in the earth, around the earth, for sure, but is it really the dire, do we feel like if we don't do this by 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and then, you know, we're doomed?
That's a good question. Our kids today having that pressure put on them during, like, the Earth Day lessons. I remember it was one of those things where it wasn't this dire need. It wasn't like, it's up to you, and if the earth dies, it's your fault. Like, there was none of that. It was just one of those things of, you're in control of what you can control, and that, as a young child, felt very powerful, where I can control throwing my garbage away. I can't control if somebody else wants to litter, but if I happen to pass upon litter while throwing something away, just pick it up and throw it away, too. And that just, I don't know, as a young child, that felt very powerful.
Yeah. So, in terms of what the science tells us, versus what the, again, I'm back to the fear stuff, like driving a car that is propelled by a gasoline engine or a diesel engine, car, trucks, tractors, boats, trains. If we don't get into the electric mode soon, it'll have dire consequences. That's not true, and it's not really I don't see it as something that we ought to be. This should be, this is what happens if we don't do this, or maybe this is what happens, better to put it on a positive side. This is what happens if we do this, and this is what happens if we do that. And let some, and isn't so much that we want people to not do stuff, because there are some things, like you just suggested, keeping things clean is different than, you know, the business of cleaning up the neighborhood, cleaning up your own space, doing your own thing. But the political side of this thing has become out of balance. It really has. There's a focus on plastics today. And by the way, it's Passover, in case I was, was in a farmer's market yesterday with my son and my grandson. And we were walking around, this fellow who was a Hasidic Jew came up to me and he said, Happy Passover. And I said, Happy Passover to you, sir. He said, Are you ready? And I looked at him and I said, What do you mean, am I ready? He said, Are you ready? And I said, Yeah, I'm ready. And I just kept walking. So I said to my daughter-in-law, who's Jewish, what is that all about? There's apparently some ritual which involves wrapping your arm in some kind of a leather thingamabobber, and that's supposed to show to the rest of the world that you are that you're a good Jew and that you're living the life of a good, clean, you know, Jew. That Hasidic Jews are a whole different branch, very conservative, and so I didn't know that. I'm pretty aware of a lot of the traditions of the Jewish religion, but I wasn't aware of that stuff. So anyway, Passover is it's an important part of the Jewish religion, and I think it's very interesting that it comes on Earth Day. Usually, Earth Day is usually fixed. I think that they ought to have it on the weekend every year. They should change it to the third Saturday of April instead of having it you know, on a Monday, because, well, maybe that's not true, cause, but this is school vacation week, though, isn't it?
It depends where you are. Most, like, colleges and universities maybe, because they don't follow Passover and Easter as to when they have their spring breaks, where I believe a lot of elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, some of those school districts will kind of follow more closely to Easter or Passover. And both of those, neither are fixed dates, right? I know Easter's not. I'm not super familiar with Passover. And yeah. Passover's not a fixed date.
No. No. By the way, the FBI in America is on the alert. There are a lot of potential threats that have been on the dark web, on the regular web, against Jews as Passover begins. The threats against Jewish and Muslim Americans that have started, and this has been going on a little bit, I think, since the beginning of the Israeli-Hamas war back in October. But there have been warnings to Jewish community security officials. The FBI says they're particularly concerned that some of these people that are acting on their own could target gatherings, mm-hmm. religious locations. This is the purest form of ignorance that could pot these people who just, and it's exacerbated by some of these the protests on college campuses about, you know, what's happening to the Palestinians, without regard to what happened to the Jews. And so I find that I'm not annoyed, probably isn't the right word for it, but taken back by the complete ignorance that most people show about the Jewish reality, if you will, going back to, you know, I mean, how long do you, the question comes from some of these people, how much longer are we going to talk about the Holocaust and what happened to them? So it happened to them, we took care of them, we gave them a Jewish state, and now they're abusing the privilege, you know, that kind of stuff. But the Jewish Federation and various cities saying that they've been working closely, this is, you know, it didn't come from the FBI, they didn't make this public. A lot of Jewish organizations did maintain security in synagogues. And so a lot of the synagogues have bought or hired extra security around the business of what's going to, you know, what sort of gatherings there will be today. Anyway, that's stuff. So Earth Day and Passover, that's how we get started. And this is our The Good Day program. It's 18 after the hour.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger. So
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hour. This is a good day program. Monday, Earth Day, Passover year. I think we got that covered. But also, there are, when it comes to social media, the things that we follow that are trending. One of the top 10 names in the trending box today, Victoria Beckham. Why is she, why is she trending?
She had her 50th birthday party, and not only is that fun, but there was an unofficial Spice Girls reunion.
Oh, yeah? They sing?
They did not sing, but during one of the, like, there was dancing and a whole lot of fun had, and during one of the music changes, it was Spice Girls Stop, and so they all jumped up and did the choreographed dance to it. And
the
David
Spice
Beckham.
Girls, tell me what your remembrance is as far as the Spice Girls are concerned. The thing that sticks in my mind is isn't clear, frankly, about their music, more about other stuff that they've been involved in. I was never a big Spice Girls fan. Not that that's a big deal, but
that Spice Girls, that was my generation. I mean, the doing like the music and getting with friends and doing their choreography or making up our own choreography, and of course everybody was a Spice Girl. And then when the Spice World movie came out, that was earth shattering.
Yeah. All right, so we've got the celebration of this, that, and the other thing from their perspective.
And she, Victoria Beckham looked great, by the way, but she had, I forgot, she hadn't really been seen in public so that often because she was on crutches. And I was kind of like, wait, why is she on crutches? Because I know she broke her foot back in, I want to say, February or something, but I also forgot of like, oh, that was only just in February. Mm-hmm. February.
Yeah. Good for you. There's a catch and a half for you, right? Yeah, February.
That's yeah. 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that in terms of how we look at this stuff, sometimes I just think that we are, I mean, I'm sort of back in the same toot. I'd rather talk about stuff in general that has nothing to do with some of these people because it means more. I was looking at an article yesterday about Clark Gable. All right? Now, it might be relevant. Whether the Dixie Chicks are relevant to all of the people who are my age, versus whether or not Clark Gable would be relatively interesting to people that are your age. So this is the conundrum that people in radio and television face. How do we relate to an audience? If I talk to you, like, one of the things that we do here is play little clips from movies, television programs, that sort of thing, that is supposed to mean something generational. And sometimes I'll ask you, do you know what that's from? And you won't. And sometimes you'll have James play something that I don't identify with. So it's hard. You know, the fact that Clark Gable, in his time, was called the King of Hollywood. He starred in 60 films. Gone with the Wind, probably the one that most people would name. But there's a movie that was called It Happened One Night. And, you know, the things that he did. He did his last movie was with Marilyn Monroe. And I think I told you on the air the other day when Miles and I went up to the Peterson Auto Museum, the car that he had, a Cadillac that was specially made for him. And it was that was the era of Hollywood when you really would see a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. It was kind of fun. That era produced guys like Gary Cooper. And so what do those people bring up? Would they, how much more popular would they be this time? Clark Gable's birth certificate said he was a girl. So there's something for you that you want to think about, right? 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly, orange, and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. MyPillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love MyPillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The MyPillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers. They have down comforters. They have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of my slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am the father.
Speed the goose
That was like a huge plot twist, right?
Oh, yeah. Nobody saw that coming, I don't think, at all. Frankly, at least I didn't, and I think most of the people that I know never saw that either, never saw it coming. One of the great influences, actually, of a generation, the music from Star Wars, the theme to Star Wars, all the things that we can remember, the breathing James Earl Jones of voice, he was the voice of Darth Vader. I can see that today is going to be one of those days where my tongue gets caught behind my eye teeth and they can't see what I'm saying. So you'll have to save me, Jay. Save me. Today is Earth Day. We've got that. We've wrapped ourselves around that pretty well already. The Earth is what we all have in common. And perhaps that's the way to approach Earth Day, to have a quote-unquote happy Earth Day, understanding that it is what we all have in common. Driving, let's see, where was I driving the other day? I was coming up Saturday. I was driving on the 10 on my way back to the house, and the sun was, as we call it, the sun setting. Well, the sun doesn't set. The sun doesn't go anywhere. The sun is just there. And that's another thing. The more we think about how the Earth works, maybe this is the theme for the day, Jay. The more we think about how the Earth works, how it is perfection, that every 24 hours we spin around in our orbit and the sun is there, it's constant, and it, as we turn around, it has the impact of coming up and going down. It doesn't move anywhere. The Earth is what's moving. And because we have the seasons to deal with, we have the top of the Earth and the bottom of the Earth, the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere. The things right now, for example, where we're going through spring, it's fall down south of the equator. And the closer you are to the equator on either side, the weather doesn't change. The only thing that changes exactly where the equator is, below it, the toilet goes one way, and north of it, the toilet goes another way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff, that is the real focus, it seems to me, of what Earth Day ought to be all about. Talking about how special it is, how fabulous it is. Yeah, are we abusing it? And yeah, is there a problem with plastic? Yeah. And is there a problem with a lot of other things? Yes, 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 and yes. So, and a lot of it is brought about at least we think a lot of it is brought about by the homeless. Interesting, the Supreme Court today is going to hear arguments on whether the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, can fine or even jail people for living outside. There's a rise in housing costs. Certainly, I was just looking at an article about how cost of apartments has gone up. I mean, everything goes up.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's a particular headline where, you know, everything.
It's so significant, especially when you put it next to what it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, most people who have been homeowners and had that very same home for 30 or plus years, if you look at, I mean, what's the one, Zillow, if you look at what you bought it for versus if you decided to list it today, it's a huge increase.
Yeah, it could be good if you're at the end of your working career and you want to retire, sell your house and move into a smaller one. Yeah, that's a great way to exist better. Back to the housing, my son and I were talking about this in Los Angeles. Yesterday, where was I? Last night, I'm trying to think. I drive around a lot when I'm here in Los Angeles. And I was driving off of the 10 to get on to whatever the road is, not important. But there was this big, tall black man. And he was obviously completely out of his mind. The drugs, you could see it the way he was holding his hand. And he walked up to my car, and he held out his hand. And I almost burst into tears looking at this guy. He was sort of hunched over. I would say he's probably late 40s, maybe early 50s. And what he's a shadow, obviously, of what he was. And so I did give him some money. And I was afraid of him. You know, he's so big and hulking, and he was mumbling stuff, and he held his hand. A lot of people would just kind of like hit the accelerator and get out of the way. And I did that after I gave him the money because I didn't know what to expect. And I normally don't do this because most of the people, at least here in Los Angeles, are panhandlers. They are not destitute. They're here to make a living
like
with their hand
out. Hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle. Exactly. This guy was not hustling. But anyway, back to the story of what was going on at the Supreme Court with 650,000 or so people in the United States that are homeless. Does this change the gig for them? The situation from Grants Pass, there was a law that was passed allowing the city to fine people $295 if they were found illegally camping on public property. And if you do it more than once, there could be added fines. Or if you do it, I think it's three times, they send you to jail. So this was passed in 2022. A federal court, I think it's the 8th District, found that the law violated the 8th Amendment, which is protection against cruel and unusual punishment. This is if there aren't enough shelter beds. So this is why this is so, this is one of those sticky wickets, if you will, because the problem is some people can't help it and some people can. There are people in that, the stat of 650,000 or however many, there's, according to most people who research this, a couple of hundred thousand of them are there because they choose to be there. And then there are other people who are there because they've lost a job, they don't have the ability to get another job, and they don't have any money, so what do? There are three or four different categories here, so the issue seems to be whether or not the laws apply to a class of people or target an action. Sleeping outside, is that illegal? I've slept outside in a sleeping bag in a camp. Am I going to jail for that? No, I mean, that's a silly interpretation. But what does this mean if the Supreme Court goes one way or another? And we all are finding it hard to predict what the Supreme Court is doing because they don't seem to be predictable, which I guess is a good thing. You know, there are so many conservatives, supposedly, or whatever, the right wing, whatever the terminologies that you want to use, and those aren't the other side. Left of center, and you know how ridiculous it is that we appoint people because of their political philosophy versus what their record is as a jurist. But anyway, the people who like I'm in California this morning, the three states, which this is very interesting, who have the most homeless. California's number one. 1/3 of the U.S. homeless population lives here in California. Is that a mind blower? And then the next two states, Idaho and Montana. How does that even figure into it? I find that interesting.
California makes sense. Because yeah, it does. Because you go out Idaho, west, you have Montana. Less seasonal change, warmer weather.
Right. Yeah. Florida's got a big problem, but nowhere near the problem. And people say who live in Florida that that's because the state and local communities have banded together to make sure that the situation didn't get out of hand. And whatever they do to keep it from getting out of hand is maybe something that others should look at. Anyway, that's one of the things that is going on today. Also, Mr. Trump, he was, I guess you could consider him the most powerful man. President of the United States usually considered me the most powerful man in the world. So he once was, and maybe he's going to be again. But today, the diminished reality for him is he's become a criminal defendant in this. It's got to be humbling one way or another, right? No matter how you look at it, this guy is a criminal if he's convicted. The first criminal trial in any former president. I mean, that's been said 100 times, so I don't want to. That's a waste of our breath.
Unprecedented times. That's like such a pukey.
Yeah, it is.
It's been so overplayed for the last few years.
Yep, right, exactly. Like crisis, that word. Think of all the words that we use and all the phrases we use that are ridiculous, and depending on how they are applied. Anyway. So we all know the jury selection is complete. Yep. We all know he's charged with the hush money, the paying off of Stormy Daniels. Yep. There have been the 12 people who are there. They're supposedly peers of the ex-president. Do you know how laughable that is? Donald Trump doesn't have a peer. Show me somebody in this country who is pretty much the same as Donald Trump.
You don't think he has any peers?
Money?
No colleagues, no friends, no peers?
No, that's not it. People who are peers are supposed to be people who have the same economic reality, the same social reality, the same educational reality. I think Trump is absolutely an iconic, maybe that's not even the right word. He's the most unusual person who's around right now in many ways. Now, if you put Elon Musk on the jury, or Warren Buffett or somebody like that. But these people, they have, from what I can gather, they don't have the financial realities that Trump does. They don't have the, you know, how many people in that group have been president of anything? See, that's who the peers are. He doesn't have any. There's nobody alive anywhere who has gone through the same experiences that Donald Trump. Now, you can say that about a lot of people. you know, who you're married to, what your business, what you've worked at, you know, what your health and what your age and all those other things that go into it. But this, it's laughable to say that this group of people is a peer or are peers of his. They aren't. And you wouldn't find any. So does that mean he's not going to get a fair trial? Maybe. Maybe. But, you know, what's at risk here is his liberty. If they can stall this long enough to get to the election, but that doesn't mean he's going to go away. And a lot of people, obviously, the histrionics of all of this, people are, wow, we have a president who's president in jail. That isn't going to happen. Now, whether he is in jail and he's not the president remains to be seen. And I think the only way that Biden can win at this point, if I were a betting man, which I am not, but if I were to look at the reality, Jay, of what exists today, and you say, okay, well, Trump may go to jail. He could be found guilty. And then what do you do? That's the only scenario in which Biden stays as president that
well,
I can
see. If Trump goes to jail, if he is considered a criminal, isn't it he can still run? He just can't vote?
I've heard that. I don't know. There's so much stuff here that is crazy. Anyway, he has to be in court. He has to be in court, I think, 4 days a week. And so how does he run for president under the circumstances? How does he go out on the campaign trail? Anyway.
That literally anybody else guy's looking good right now.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? We live in amazing times. That's also something that's overused. But it's 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's about 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. It's Food, Farm, and Family time for Earth Day. So I guess we start, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air as usual. And so we start with back to Earth Day for just a minute, because Earth Day and farming and food and family, they're all tied together, I think. And the understanding, the appreciation of the earth and what it produces. And that kind of goes back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago in a very philosophical way, looking at the sun and what we wouldn't exist if we don't put all these things together. And this should be the stuff that's taught today in school. Not that we ought not to talk about some of the things that we're doing that abuses the planet, but what good is there in the planet? How does it all work? How do you put a seed in the ground and watch it grow? How does that happen? Those sorts of things. And how, you know, the rotation, I was talking about that, of the earth and the seasons and things and how they grow. I just think it's something that ought to be very important to the understanding of what the earth is all about. Not all this damn doom and gloom stuff, if you don't do this and don't do that. No, how does it work?
That was always one of my favorite things, the planting of the seed, or sometimes we got seedlings instead of seeds and we got to plant them, and it was just so rewarding.
Yep, fabulous. All right, here's a recall of the day. Infinite Herbs expanding the recall of their fresh organic basil. The this is all over the Midwest, I think, from what I can see, Jay.
Yeah, this is an expansion of what we discussed late last week about the basil in Trader Joe's, and this is the same one where it comes from the same distributor, and then next thing you know, it's not just one market, one location, it's different stores.
Mm-hmm. So here's something I don't understand, and I guess I don't like. I don't know if I would say I'm a fan of Red Lobster. But when I'm on the road, I find going there for a meal is pretty predictable. Let's put it that way. And they've become massively popular, and they've been around, the ads, see on TV all the time. But apparently, the way they price things isn't good, trying to help the budgets of consumers. The endless shrimp deal and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
$20 all you can eat. That doesn't work. So they've lost $11 million in the last quarter. And speculation is growing that they may have to seek Chapter 11 because of the, and then they restructure and they stop with the $20. Oh, you can eat everything. But what an amazing thing. Something that's so popular, but yet they can't afford to do it. So in a lot of businesses, that would be called a lost leader, right? You come in and you do something, but then they hope you spend more money on something else. But apparently that hasn't been the case. So the Red Lobster is pretty much in most every community around the country, isn't it?
It's a massive chain.
Yeah, it is. And I think they're pretty good when it comes to quality. So, all right, let me go back to Earth Day for a moment in the time that we have here and talk about one aspect, or maybe two if I have time, the bees and what the bees mean to the earth. And whether or not these things capture my attention, because they're part of what I know as a farmer, and it isn't being a broadcaster. For those of you who don't know, I am a farmer. I raise Jersey heifers and been around cows all my life. And as such, I have seen, and I've planted a lot of things, have huge gardens. And so I see and have seen from when I was a kid. My first garden was, I was 6 years old. So you watch the bees come in. And a lot of people are taught to be afraid of bees. Well, there are different kinds of bees. Some bees are dangerous, more dangerous than others. Some are not dangerous at all. I held a queen bee in my hand. She came into the house last week, so I opened up the window, and I picked up the queen bee, and very gently, and I put her out the window. And so she was fine. She's not gonna sting me. But the surprising survival strategy used by bumblebees to survive, they leave it to scientists. And this is why this is so incredible, the study of how animals and beings work. We all know bees as the important pollinators, and understanding that. So they're trying to figure out how they can get bees to survive, because there's been a big problem the last 10, 12 years with the availability of bees. It's been enough because they get killed off by all the damn stuff that Monsanto allows you to spray on things, and the bees eat the stuff and they die. So we lost 200 million bees, like, in one fell swoop. So they're studying how bees survive underwater, and they put bees in these little chambers and put them underwater to watch how they survive. And I thought that was pretty fascinating, looking at some of the biology of the bees and the research that was being done. But maybe part of Earth Day is to respect the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.